You are listening to a podcast of the Geek.io Media Network. For all of our shows and more, visit geek-io.net. And to help support the network, head over to patreon.com/geek.io.
Welcome back to This Working Droid. I'm your host, as always, Headphones Neil, bringing you episode number 176, Layout by Instagram. So for this week's episode, I wanted to cover an app that was, or that has already been released for iOS, but was this week released for Android as well, and that's the collage creation app released by the creators of Instagram. So as that probably precludes, if you ever have wanted to create a collage of pictures, be it to share on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, wherever, and you're not sure which app to use, or you've used apps like InstaSize to do that for you, but wanted something a little bit more native to Instagram or just a bare bones and functional means of doing so, then that's where Layout comes in. So essentially what you'll do is you'll open up the app and you'll be presented with three categories of options to get to your pictures. The first is by folders on your device. So you can view it by gallery, attachments, downloads, whatever. And you can pick your pictures between or from any of those folders. So it does not necessarily have to be in one specific folder. It just finds all the pictures on your device and you can create a collage out of any of them. So if you've taken a picture yourself and then friends have sent it to you and you've downloaded them, they're going to show up in two folders. So you can create it that way. There's a separate category that automatically detects faces in pictures. So if you want to create a collage of just people with people's faces in them, or just want that filtered down, you can view by that as well. And then recent pictures that you've opened. So in case you start creating a collage and then cancel, or you get distracted and leave and come back to it, you can see the ones that you were looking at previously and go from there as well. So the app itself is pretty straightforward. From there, you'll pick the pictures that you want to generate the collage from. You'll select the layout, whether it's side by side, one main one and three other categories, or whatever. You have a plethora of options, and then you'll save it from there. You can then save the image to your device or immediately share it from there. I've just saved it to my gallery so I can open the picture and share everywhere. I don't think that's an option on iOS, but I may be mistaken. But in any case, you have the option to save the picture or share it from here. All of the images on the layout app, or in the layout app, are saved at 1080 by 1080. I think that InstaSize app does a little bit bigger. I think it was 2590 by 2590, if memory serves. But in any case, it's a pretty high resolution and pretty big picture itself. So if you do save it to your gallery, you do get a nice big picture or nice big collage to save for yourself. I'll have a link in the Android or to the Android and iOS versions. They're free on both platforms, so it's definitely worth checking out if you want a collage creation app. So I am trying it out for the time being to see if I like it more or less than InstaSize, but for the moment it seems that they're pretty comparable as far as creating the collage, setting the layout, background, things like that. I don't think that I saw much as by the way of filters or anything like that on the layout side of things, which in my case it works for me. I don't usually do too many filters or do it very often, so not having filters is quite all right with me. But if you want it in the layout, I definitely request it, but in any case, having layout and InstaSize together is not going to hurt anybody or do cause any issues as far as I can tell, but definitely an app worth checking out if you want to stick within the realm of the apps by Instagram or want to have that ability to just have their official apps and stick and create your collages that way. So that's really all there is for it on this particular episode. If you have any questions, oh, actually, before I round it out, I'll put an example of a collage I created with the Insta or with the layout app in the episode guide, so you guys can check it out. I took a few screenshots from the Jurassic World game on Android, so you'll see kind of what I did with the four images there. So just an idea for that. But that is actually all for this particular episode. So if you have any questions, comments, concerns, anything like that, you can email me at headphonesneil@yahoo.com. You can leave me a voicemail at 714-451-6574. And you can find me on Twitter at patelN01. And of course, if you want to help support the show and the network, you can visit us on Patreon at patreon.com/geekio, or check out one of our many sponsors like ProXPN, Tweak.io, T-Fury, and geek-io.net/support. And before I round it out, keep your eyes peeled or on my Twitter feed for an important announcement coming within the next week or so. I haven't finalized or don't have the final details on that just yet, but look out for that. But that is all for this particular episode, so thanks for tuning in, and until next time.